Coming off the contract extension to Jason Spezza, a four-year deal. How long, truthfully, has this negotiation been taking place?
Yeah, actually, this started right after we traded for Jason. I thought we were Rick Kearns, Jason's agent. And when we spoke right after the trade, we said, you know what, let's let Jason kind of get settled into Dallas first. You know, so we kind of touched base. And then things really kind of heated up over the last two, 3 weeks. You know, once he was settled in, his family's, you know, comfortable here, his kids are in school, we started talking, and Rick and Jason were very good. It was a very, it was a good negotiation, and it went very smooth for both sides.
Jim, it's Damian, and I'm wondering, you know, the hockey team hasn't played as well as you'd hoped in the early part of the season. Does that make the optics of this awkward at all, or you just sign the deal when the deal gets done and you can't let it be predicated on wins or losses at any particular time?
Yeah, I think the latter. You know, we are disappointed in the start of the season. We've been very inconsistent. There's been some different factors involved. But, you know, hopefully we're fighting out of this. We're a better team than what we've shown. We got a very young back end. But in the end, this was something that we wanted to get done on both sides. You know, Jason wants to be a Dallas star. He loves it here. He loves what we're building. And from our end, he's a big part of our, over the next 4 years, next 5 years of what we're building here. So it's something that just had to get done no matter the factors.
Jim, was there any concern your part at any point throughout this that you thought that Jason might not sign and test free agency at the end of this year?
No, before I made the trade, you know, I spoke with Jason. I spoke with his agent, and we were one of the teams on the top of his list. He likes the direction we're heading, you know, with the Benz and Sagan, that opportunity to play with those guys. They did their research. They see that we have some pretty good young defensemen coming up. You know, we just saw last night that Klingberg, I don't know if anybody saw his goal, but it kind of shows an inkling of what we got coming up. We got a couple other guys. So he knows what we're building, and you know, he's looking forward to being part of that.
Dallas Stars general manager Jim Neal is with us on Hockey Central at noon. His numbers are great when you look at relation to other parts of the team, but the minus is there. How has Jason Spezza fit in?
Well, he's been a great fit. You know, he gives Lindy a lot of flexibility. There's been times during the season early on and different times through these 20 games we've played that he's put together Ben and Sagan with those guys. And when they're together, they're very dynamic. And it really changes the outlook of our team. You know, Lindy can do that, say, going into a third period with 2 minutes to go. You throw that line together, and they're a pretty dynamic line. So it gives the coach lots of flexibility, and he's going to be a great fit. You know, he's still finding his way, too. A little bit different style. The West's a little bit different. You know, so he's still finding his way that way. But over the last 4 or 5 games, I've really seen Jason really start to relax out there and kind of become more of himself.
I know it's been a challenge, Jim, for you guys to try to win back the fans in Dallas over the last couple of years. They turned out in great numbers when the team was, you know, winning the Stanley Cup, and it's been more of a challenge in the last few years. When you have a start to the season like this, I mean, here in Toronto, they lose a couple of games, and it's just crazy. What's the reaction?
Well, they lost them in right. a little right. different
but
style.
What's the reaction in Dallas when the team's not winning as many games as you'd like it to win?
Well, you know, I think fans are the same everywhere. They're disappointed. You know, the expectations, you know, after last year's, you know, when we got into the playoffs last year, had a good battle, and I'm in the playoffs. You know, we made some major moves in the summer, and our expectations are high. And the fans are disappointed, and they should be. And that's why I say I think our team, we're starting to come around. We've lost a lot of games over the last 8 games that we probably could have won 8 games in a row. We've been either tied or had the lead going into the second period, 8 of the last 10 games, and we've lost those games. So it's a fine line, winning and losing. But like anywhere, the fans are disappointed, and we've got to be better, and we know that, and we're hoping that last night is kind of the start of that.
Jim, I'm always interested in cap management. You signed Spezza to this to the new deal with the AAV at 7.5. Do you look at it and say, we've got to deal with Jamie Benn in, you know, a couple of years? When you're putting this deal together, how much talk is there about, okay, if we're going to do this for Jason, what are we going to have to do for Jamie when the time comes?
No, that is a big part of it, and that's where the 4 years was important from our end, and that's where Rick Kern and Jason were very respectful of that. They know our cap situation. Jason wants to make sure that, you know, he's surrounded by good players too, and And then that's why the 4 years is a big part of it. And, you know, we know in 3 and 4 years down the road that we have our other two big stars coming up. And the good thing is we've got a very young team. We've got lots of cap right now, and we've got it kind of set up that we'll be sitting pretty good cap-wise moving forward.
So how close are you? We're with Jim Nill, the Dallas Stars general manager, coming off a 3-1 win over Arizona last night in Hockey Central at noon with Millard, Friedman, and Cox. How close are you to joining that group with Anaheim, with Los Angeles, with Chicago in the Western Conference?
I think we're very close and we're very far.
Yeah. Okay, you want to expand on that?
I think that's the lead. I think we're starting to get there talent-wise. I think now it's the learning process. And that's what our team's going through right now. We got a lot of young guys, and it's about being an everydayer. It's something that I learned. I was very fortunate in Detroit to learn, and it's about doing things right every day, no matter whether it's on the ice or off the ice. And that's what our young guys are going through right now. That's why it was important for our farm team last year. You know, they won the Calder Cup championship. For those guys to learn what it takes to win. Eating the right way, it's sleeping the right way, it's on the back of that game, learning how to play the proper way, and how to play when you got the lead, and different things like that. And it's on the ice and off the ice, and that's something that it just doesn't happen. You have to learn it. And I think if you look at all the good teams, you look at the LA, Chicago, Tays and Keene, Chicago Blackhawks didn't go from a bad team to a good team overnight. It took time. They went through growing pains, and that's what we're going through right now. And that's why I say I think we're talent-wise, I think we're matching up with those teams now. Now it's just learning what those teams learned, what made them better teams.
You mentioned John Klingberg, and he scored his first NHL goal last night. Two-part question. One, was a big part of trading Sergei Gonchar to make room for Klingberg to make sure he had the ice time? And two, did you have any idea that he could come up here and play 25 minutes a game for you?
Well, part one, yes, so that was a big part of the Gonchar trade. We got Klingberg, I got Oleksiak, we brought up Jyrki Jokipäkä, a Finnish player, he's only 23. We've got Patrick Nemeth, unfortunately, got injured. We got four young guys, we've got Julius Honka down in the minors, so we've got four or five young guys that are all knocking on the door, and it was just kind of becoming the time for them to kind of evolve into this team and then start grabbing it. So that was a big part of the Sergei move. And then as far as Klingberg, we've known he's been a special player. Last year he went through hip surgery, and the expectations were that, he'd make the team right out of camp. But with the hip surgery, we wanted to be a little bit careful. So in the end, we sent him down to the minors just to let him get his feet wet under a little bit less pressure situation. And he went down there. He was one of the leading scorers as a defenseman in the league, and he just continued to do it now up here.
You mentioned, just in passing, you mentioned Julius Honka. He suggested recently that you're going to let him play at the World Juniors for Finland. I don't know. He decided to make that announcement on his own. is he clear to go and do that, and are you in favor of letting players go and play in that tournament?
Yeah, no, we haven't even had that discussion yet with Julius. That was something that we talked about before the season started, but we haven't had an opportunity to talk about that with him yet. We'll kind of, over the next 2 weeks, kind of make that decision and go from there.
Jim, have you looked, like a couple of general managers who've looked for defensemen say it's a really tight, tough market. Have you tried to add to your blue line? And if so, how difficult have you found it to do it?
We've looked at some different scenarios. First of all, it's not easy. Nobody's given up a real good quality defenseman without getting something back in return. And it's hard to find. It's hard to find defensemen. And then with our team, we've got to be a little bit careful, too, because of those four or five players I mentioned. Mm-hmm. I've got to be careful that I don't lock them out. These guys are going to play for us. So I got to be very careful what moves I make and what I give up so that we can keep moving forward.